Good morning, this is Gus Cambites from West Valley College here in San Jose, California. I'll be making some comments on your performance, which I hope you will find helpful. I will tell you that I got my undergraduate degree in bass, so I probably will have a few more things to say to the lower strings than my colleague from Fresno, who is a fantastic conductor and composer. So I'll be looking for hand positions, bowing, hands, tone, pitch. I'll make comments on everything as well. But I played in orchestra in college, and I played in orchestra in grad school, and taught orchestra at middle school as well. So a lot of fun things to do today. I also have this set up. I think you can turn the left-right channel, and you might be able to hear just yourself on one side. But I'll let you listen to your warm-up piece first. Nice job on the warm-up. So basses, are you in first position, or are you in that between one and two? Are you in half? Some of you guys are playing the G with the second finger. Some of you are playing the G with the first finger. So, I said that, yeah. So we want to make sure that we're figuring out which position we're in before we, what are we going to be in, a first or second, and be consistent with our thumb. Where is the thumb on the back of the neck? So that our fingers will just... they'll fall into place if you're in the right spot. Quick note for the conductor. It must be disconcerting to be conducting in a big mirror. It's almost like being back in college in that first conducting class. I don't know if I could do it. Good job, violas. So the E in the third bar on the viola. Can we pull that a little more, draw a little more tone out of that? That one was the best one we did so far. Nice dynamic change into 10. Match pitch, cellos. When we're matching pitch, it's not like we're moving our hand. We're just rolling a little bit. Some vibrato would also help that. Good job on the sustained violins. F natural, a little high. I like this tempo. You know, the violas are sounding very good. Usually I have a million things to say to the violas, and I don't. That's a good thing. Good job, piano. Crescendo up, viola. I mean, cello. Good G sharp, second violin. Good job, basses. So, okay, now here's what we were talking about earlier. The E natural. Some of you are in first, some of you are on second. I don't know which it is. And then the same with those G's. Those low notes are hard to tune when you've got three of you. You got to really focus on getting those pitches matched. Because if the root of the chord is at all hard for everyone else to hear, we listen down for tuning. And we want to hear a nice, clear root. See, I'd still be in half position. 2-4 on the F, open on the G, and then open D. Now, one thing we can do, cellos and basses here, this dotted half note tied to the half note at 37-38. It has an accent on it, but I think it should have a forte piano on it, so we can grow as the violins come up, and then when we taper down, we have like a big hairpin. Good job conducting on this part. Not too big. I think basses, when we're pitching, can we get a little more tone? What we're doing is we're getting like a thump, 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 thump. And part of that is where you're all three of you are pitching almost at the shoulder of the bass. Pits closer to the end of the fingerboard. Boom, boom, boom. It doesn't need to be loud, but it can have more note to it instead of having a thump, thump, thump. Get down a little farther. Dum, dum, dum. Nice arrangement as well. I really like this piece. Full sound. Good job. The vibrato on the C basses. And now you have an easy open A. Arrangement of that piece. I like that a lot. So here's the hugest thing I haven't said is I haven't talked about the violas. So there's obviously some excellent education going on here, because that's always the hardest part, is tuning the violas. The basses are actually doing very good. The only thing I'm saying is we need just to figure out which position we're going to be and get those notes. Just it's hard down there, because part of the problem is it's hard to hear. When you're all playing that low G on the E string, it's hard to hear the note. It's so low. It's just like rum 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 rum. And part of the problem is the bow speed, the bow pressure, as you're drawing the bow, keeping that the pressure consistent through the bowing. And some of you are better than others, and that changes the way the note is sounding. And then some of those basses, those school basses, might be what we call woofy, which means every bass is a little bit woofy, which means there's some spot on the neck that just is dead. It doesn't vibrate as well, and it's hard, but we can do it. So on these staccato bows, boop, 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 boop. We want to jump off a little bit. Pop, 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 pop. If we sit on the bow, it's going to go oh, 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 instead of ha, 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 ha. Good job, violin solo. Cello in the mix here at 22, 23, 24 when they are unison with the basses. Are we going to pick the tempo up here at 27 or are we going to keep it the same? So, I think the small thing, but at 39.40, those 16ths, they're just a little mushy. They're not quite delineated enough. Good job, cellos. Bounce those bows, basses. Boom, 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 boom. You're also giving us not just the root, but the kind of rhythmic motion here at 51 in the cello solo. So we need a little more of those eighth notes, and you can just kind of bounce the bow a little bit. Boom, ba, ba, boom, ba, ba, boom. So that's what it means when it's got like the little staccato with the it's like a slur, but it's got two staccato notes. Boom, da, so that'd be down, up, down, up. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, what you're doing, but you can just give a little more bounce to it. It would help us a lot. The group sounds really good. There's still about a month of school left, I'm assuming, so you guys have a lot of time to get even better at this point. Hopefully you're all going to continue on and go into the, if you have another group. Or if you're going into high school next year, you're going to continue to play. Because seriously, you're getting some excellent education here. And playing these instruments through high school and into college will be so beneficial to you. Not only from perhaps a scholarship way, especially violas and cellos, but just a fun elective to play awesome music for your whole life. So hopefully you'll continue to do that. And thank you for coming.